Today, I am talking to Garrett Moffitt from Travelers Rest Tours in Springfield Walks. Welcome, Garrett.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. My pleasure.
So, starting off, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Garrett Moffitt, and I own the company of Travelers Rest Tours and Springfield Walks here in Springfield. I'm actually a retired nurse by education, but after years of doing that, and then I did some traveling, I found out I kind of got the travel bug and shifted gears into guiding and leading groups and building tours for people. And I've been doing it for now about 16 years here in Springfield. And I spent a year in Tokyo and I spent a year in London doing tours. So I've got a little bit of international experience. But right now, our focus is really in Springfield here and our company, Springfield Walks, aside from this year. But typically, we serve about 150 to 200 school groups a year on their class trips here to Springfield, taking them around to all the Lincoln sites, things like that. Of course, all kinds of other groups. But we also provide walking tours here in Springfield for our locals and our visitors as well. Our most popular tour is our Lincoln's Ghost Walk. And we also have a Haunted Dead Walk. And then we also have an Oak Ridge Cemetery tour as well. So we try to cover all the historical bases here.
It sounds like traveling and history have a big influence on what you're doing. Can you talk a little bit about how the business got started?
Well, like I said, I had been a nurse for a number of years, and then I took some time off to travel in Europe. And while I was over there, a friend of mine that owned a travel agency, who's actually a former college roommate, called me up and said that he had people wanting to go to London but did not want to go as part of a large tour group. And I simply replied, "Well, send them over. I'll take them around. I kind of know my way around." So I wasn't a licensed guide at the so I that started a whole chain of events that led to me giving tours in Europe for a year. And after I was there, my father got sick, so I needed to come back to the States, tend to family. And I just got to thinking, well, why can't I do what I did in London right here in America? You know, right here in Springfield, we're perfectly situated between two major cities of St. Louis and Chicago. And we're on the path between the two. So, and we have a great Lincoln history, a great civil rights history, a great pioneer history, Route 66 history. So this seemed like a really good kickoff point to start a group travel agency and walking tours. And here I am, still here, 15 years later, still holding on.
I'm glad to see that the pandemic hasn't really stopped what's going on. And I'm wondering, how has COVID-19, if in any way, affected what you've been able to do this year?
Yeah, I won't kid you. It's been a hard year. The hardest hit was really losing all the school groups. Like I said, we serve about 150 to 200 school groups a year, and every single bus was canceled this year. So we lost, 75, 80% of the business in one fell swoop there. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to recover next year as well. This is the time that we're booking groups 6 months in advance for the next spring tour season. But since we're not out of this pandemic yet, and schools really don't know what they're doing, they've got other priorities and they need to be. So class trips just aren't the priority right now. So this is for the travel industry, this is going to go on into the next year for us, unfortunately. The walking tours we provide have also been hit because we haven't had our tourism industry here is just almost to a standstill, unfortunately, in Springfield. We've managed to stay afloat, but it's been difficult. We're limited as to how many people we can take on tour. So it's, yeah, I won't kid you, it's been a struggle, but I think we'll make it. And I think we'll be hopefully poised next year for a slightly better season. But I'm not seeing any really tourism recovery until next fall, at the earliest, really, for us here.
I think many people can relate, and I think that's one of the good things about this show we're doing. We want to shed light on what's going on locally, so hopefully more people in the community get involved. So, going off of that, I want to talk about one of the walks that's coming up. What is the Springfield Haunted Dead Walk, and what can people expect?
The Springfield Haunted Dead Walk is simply 90-minute walking tour of some of the very well-known haunted sites here in Springfield. And it's only $10 a person. So we're offering folks a really good value, and it is a safe tour to take. We're outside, so we can distance as much as you can. And of course, you know, people are encouraged to wear their masks as well. But it meets at the inn at 8:35 on Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. No reservations are needed. People can just show up and join the tour. And we'll take 90 minutes just to walk around about a 5-block area. We'll tell you about all the haunted history in that area, such as the inn at 8:35, the St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral, the old theater center, and even the Dana Thomas House. One of the great things about our tour is we're not over the top with ridiculous or silly ghost stories. We're not trying to scare people. We use the history to sell the ghost story, and we use the ghost story to sell the history. And that way people can come along, and if their interest is more paranormal or more history, they're still going to get a very enjoyable tour. And it's a nice leisurely evening, and you know, we're done in time to where people can go out and still do some things, activities after our tour. And so we're just one more thing to do in downtown Springfield. Considering that this tour is only 10 bucks, we'd really like for locals to come out, get outside, get some walking in, take in some history, and maybe take in a creepy ghost story or two to help you cuddle up to your loved one tonight.
So going along those lines, what's the most exciting part for you in leading these tours?
Well, I tell you, what's a lot of fun is hearing other people's experiences, hearing their stories. You know, 10, 15 years ago, for people to talk about a ghostly or paranormal encounter, people might look at you a little cross and think you're a little off center, a little weird or something. But, you know, it's no longer a taboo subject. It's no longer a taboo subject. And I find that once we start talking about these people, the hardest thing about the tour is really getting away at the end of the tour, because people want to stand around and share their experiences. And I'm more than agreeable to do that, because for people, it actually is a little bit therapeutic. They're relating their story to somebody who talks about it for a living, and they're kind of validating themselves. I'm not crazy. This really did happen. And maybe grandpa or grandma is watching over me after all. So, you know, it can be therapeutic for people to talk about it. It's comforting to people. And it's just it can be just a fun time to share and exchange stories with people. Sometimes it's a good laugh. Sometimes it's an endearing story. Sometimes it's a little bit tragic, but it's the stories I get from the other people. And it really enriches the experience for me.
I think now more than ever, everybody needs that kind of therapy, because we have to be so far apart from each other. So I really appreciate you still putting on an effort to do something I think is very fun for the community.
Well, it is a lot of fun, you know, and, you know, like I said, you'll get some really interesting history about our community, and you'll get a really good ghost story as well. I mean, it's just, it's an all around good time. It really is.
Is there any way people in our community can volunteer or get involved?
You know, there's ghost hunting groups all around Springfield, and some people like to join in some of those. A lot of groups like to keep their groups small in a tight-knit group. But I'll tell you, people are welcome to form their own little ghost hunting groups or their own chat groups. There are groups of people that just get together and just, they don't really ghost hunt, but they exchange stories, just talk about things like that. So really, you know, probably just joining in a ghost group or joining their own group is really the way to get involved if you're into that kind of thing. But I'll tell you, it's fascinating because, you know, we've been taught all our lives that these ghostly things are not possible. It's against science. But yet, and now myself, having a science background, I can explain a lot of things, but there's just some things I cannot explain. And it fascinates me. And that's what fascinates people, is these things are not supposed to happen. So it does draw people into it. It's fascinating. And I do encourage people to get involved. But the one thing I would say is, if you do get involved in this kind of thing, do be careful. Do be respectful. There are times we are dealing with things that we don't have an understanding of. So one important aspect for me in anything that I do is there's always a Christian component with it. There's always prayer involved. Prayers of protection for us. Prayers that whatever we encounter may be benign and not angry or malevolent, that kind of thing. And we don't do anything to provoke anything or disrespect anything. And it's important to approach it that way, I feel.
I think that's very important, just being careful and respectful. Is there any place people can go to do any research? What would you suggest?
Well, you know, anybody that comes to me with their own ghostly encounter or their own story, they're looking to find out more. I usually tell people to start in the library. You got to go to the library or get online and start doing research on the property and go back in the history, because what I tell folks is, you know, if you've got something bizarre going on, you'll find the answer within the history of the property or the building. It's in there somewhere. You'll find some tragic story or some event, something that prompted the ghostly activity that's happening. And what's interesting is usually when people dive into the history, they get drawn into it. And as they get a question answered, five more questions pop up and they research even more. And then it's blown up into this, you know, great history project with a good ghost story accompanying it. But libraries are a good place to really research, archives, things like that. County courthouse property records, good way to find information. You know, anytime we're doing any type of ghostly story, their development of a story, there is a significant amount of research involved in it, because one, we want to be accurate in our history, and we want to tell a good ghost story, but of course we want to keep it respectful and truthful. Even if it's a tragic story, we still like to keep things very truthful. And I think that's one thing that sets me apart from some other ghost tours, is that we don't sensationalize anything. We don't make anything up, and we're very careful in our research. And I'm always willing to share my research and my stories with other people like-minded, because it helps us get to the best and accurate stories that we can tell. And I think that's important, because we want to give a good tour to our public and we want them to receive it well. We only want them to lose sleep for just one or two nights and leave it at that, you know.
That's great. I really love that. And I really enjoy this idea. Is there anything you'd like to add for our listeners?
Well, if you're interested in the kind of things that my company does, I have my website is called TravelersRestTours.com. And on the website, you can find all the other tours that we offer, such as the Lincoln's Ghost Walk and the Oak Ridge Cemetery Walk. But we also do offer some other tours around the nation and over in Europe as soon as this pandemic thing is over. One of my favorite tours that I offer every year is a Haunted London tour. On this tour, we do it every first week of November, except for this year. But we spend five, 6 nights in London exploring the haunted stories of really one of the most haunted cities in the world. And it's a very affordable tour. And it's great for people that have never been overseas before and might be a little nervous about traveling. So, but TravelersRestTours.com, you can find all my information and email and reach out to me that way. And happy to talk to people, help them out any way I can with their travel needs and maybe an occasional sleepless night.